The not-for-profit group released the report Thursday calling for mandatory boat inspections and decontamination programs before allowing boats onto Lake George. The intent is to prevent the spread of aquatic invasive species, according to Fund for Lake George Executive Director Peter Bauer.
We make the case for a new program on Lake George modeled very much on the very successful program that's been in operation for 3 years around Lake Tahoe. Both have very similar boat recreational use patterns. On Lake George, we're very concerned about water hydrilla, and we're very concerned that if the quagga mussel were to be found in Lake George, it would cause enormous problems.
Lake George waterkeeper Chris Nowitzki says while there are lake steward programs and voluntary inspection programs, mandatory inspections are necessary and would be unique to New York State.
We've already made a serious commitment, we being the environmental organizations and New York State itself. And we feel that since we've made that commitment already, we need to take it to the next level and make that commitment to protect the lake. And the best way to do that is through an inspection program. And I think once the program gets in and people realize that it will not be as cumbersome and it won't take as much time as people think, and that it's for the betterment of the lake and for the protection of the lake, people will understand that. So it will be unique to New York State. It is not unique to water bodies in the United States.
In Massachusetts, zebra mussels were found in the Housatonic River in 2009. Berkshire Program Director for the Housatonic Valley Association, Dennis Regan, says people across the region have been trying to find the best management plans for invasive species as they encroach on the Northeast.
I think all the states that are infected with some sort of invasive species, aquatic invasive species, has investigated or is implementing some sort of mandatory approach. I know there's some programs when you take your boat out of the water, you need to go to an inspection site and have it cleaned. And then once it's cleaned, they will issue a permit that shows that you have had your boat officially cleaned and inspected. Mandatory, I think it would be a last way to try to manage. For management plans, people have been finding that the best way to get people to do something constructive about managing zebra mussels is through awareness and education. Most people don't have a clue what the problem is or how that problem can affect them directly.
The Fund for Lake George is releasing their report to push the Lake George Park Commission to implement a lake-wide decontamination program.
Only the Park Commission has authority across the whole lake. There are many local government leaders. There are 9 municipalities around the lake. And some of the local government leaders are strongly behind this program because Lake George is the single most important economic asset of the greater Warren County area. There were local leaders yesterday who were saying if the Park Commission doesn't move, they will. The local leaders do have authority, some authority, over different parts of the lake. If they all start passing their own mandatory boat inspection laws, that's going to create a management challenge around the lake. So clearly, I think the local government leaders, the preference is to see the Park Commission move.
According to the Fund for Lake George, the Lake George community spends over $1 million annually on invasive species management and education programs. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.